had a picture up on his wall of the boys that had been in the paper, and he cut it out showed it to
me. The five that's left. See, there's just five of the family left.
But it didn't. He just came hard to hear anymore, though. So it didn't. It just, we couldn't really do it. Didn't work out because he just about lost all his hearing.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's hard for him because he'd have to. That's like my Aunt Ninny, you know. She has to concentrate so hard.
Well, I didn't know Ninny was hard to hear.
Oh, yeah.
Well, my goodness, well, Lotus Maynard over here, he can't hardly hear a thing on her.
Just almost deaf.
Yeah,
she
has a hearing aid.
I've got a neighbor lives right across over there that has to wear a hearing aid, and then she can't hear.
Yeah, that's the way it is with Aunt Ninny.
You just have to get right up in her ear and scream at it if you make her hear.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think Mr. Ragland's hearing must have gone bad recently because Sam didn't realize, he hadn't seen him in a while, Jennings. He didn't know his hearing had gotten that bad.
Well, I didn't know it had. I haven't seen him talk to him any in a good while, but I didn't know that his hearing had gone bad.
Yeah, it's bad. His eyes are good, though. He can read without glasses.
Well, I can't.
But no, I can't. Obviously, I can't. Okay.
Well, are you nearsighted?
Oh, yes. Just look how thick these things are.
Well, that's what I thought. I kept noticing.
Both sides of the line are very nearsighted.
She and Daddy, neither one, were nearsighted.
That's strange, isn't it?
It is. And I was reading about that one time, that the odds on something like that are just real high against two people that both are not nearsighted, and then they have two nearsighted children. It's just almost unheard of.
But I never heard of anything like that.
It's supposed to be real rare, but it happened to us.
You used to wear contact.
Yeah, I wore contact lenses, those, things you put in your eye.
Seemed to me like they'd be a pain to wear.
You get used to them and you don't even see them. But what happened was, though, I got injured with one of mine, and just cut my eye, and I couldn't. I'd been wearing twice. I had been wearing them for, I guess, 10 or 11 years and no trouble, and then that happened. Had to go back to wearing glasses again all the time.
My eyes held up till I was 53 years old when I commenced wearing glasses.
That's amazing, though, that you...
Well, you see, I've got enough Indian in me. I've always felt that's what I got, these good eyes from the Indian.
Yeah.
You know, nearly all Indians has had good eyes. Now you get that and eat the rest of it. Now don't you throw it away.
Oh well, get this thing over with. Now, a building that just built especially for books, where they borrow and lend.
The library.
And you mail a package at the
post office.
And people stay overnight, like in a strange town, at a
hotel.
And they would go to see a movie. They'd go to the
theater.
In the old days, when they still had them there, I remember when they did. Used to have two of them. And they used to, if they wanted to catch a train, they'd go down to the
depot,
something like that, or the
railroad,
something like that. Now, long time ago, like in Marshall, they used to have grass and stuff around the courthouse.
Yeah, but they've got that concrete now and got, I guess you'd call it blacktop.
Yeah, something there. It's not, but when it was, well, you know, when they used to have that grass around there, they'd call it a
what?
Park.